This morning, our message that we have, titled, Would You Rather Be Smart or Wise? How about you? Why? Why would you rather be wise than smart? Let's think of that as a hypothetical. It's a hypothetical. I'll give you the answer. The answer is presupposed because I hope we all have a good understanding of the difference between wisdom and smarts. But we'll go over it anyway. You see, somebody can be as smart as you want to be, or as smart as you can possibly be, and not be very wise. You think that's possible? Yeah, it's possible. You can be as smart or intelligent, even, as somebody could possibly be. You could score the highest score on the ACT test and not be very wise, not have any common sense. Now, for some of us, that's probably not a problem. I know it's not a problem for me. I'm not extremely smart. I probably can hold my own, but I'm not, by any means, the sharpest pencil in the pencil box. But I'm not the dullest either. Let's just get that straight. So, what is the difference between being smart or knowledge and being wise or wisdom? First, let's look at our verse out of James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. How come this doesn't say if any of you lacks smarts? Because there's a difference. What is the difference between being smart or knowledge and being wise or wisdom? Definition of smart and knowledge. Smart, mentally alert, bright, knowledgeable, shrewd. Knowledge, the fact or condition of knowing something with familiarity, gained through experience or association. Okay. See those two definitions there? Now compare them to these two definitions. Wise, characterized by wisdom, marked with by deep understanding, keen discernment, and a capacity for sound judgment. That last phrase, capacity for sound judgment. Wisdom, an accumulated philosophic or scientific learning, knowledge. B, the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships, insight, good sense, judgment. Sounds like there's a big difference between smart and wise. A vast chasm separates the two, actually. So you can be extremely smart and not be very wise. So, there was an individual, anybody remember his name? Who was asked, if you could have anything by God, what would it be? Solomon. And what did he say? Lord, give me smarts. I want to be smart. No, he said, Lord, give me wisdom. He didn't say, I want to be smart. He was already smart because he asked for wisdom. All right, so, would you rather be smart or wise? What are some ways that a person can become smart? Let's just look at, besides the definitions, there are two differences in the ways people can become smart and wise. All right, let's see, a person can become smart by genetics. Agreed? Genetically predisposed to be smart because, you know what, your parents were smart. All right, hard work, study time. You put in the time and you study things. You really put in the effort, so you get returns. Third, experience. You know, you've done something long enough that you banged your head up against the wall long enough, you realize that you don't want to bang your head anymore. I've done that. Repetition. That's one of the ways that we become more able to learn Bible verses, isn't it? Repetition. Keep repeating them. Isn't that right, Noella? That's right. See? So, as we keep going, or we learn the path to somewhere, like the front of the church, I keep going round and round and round. All right. So, but what are some ways somebody can become wise? Listening to God. Become wise by listening to God. Not listening to ourselves. Not listening necessarily to others unless they're directed by God. There, you didn't miss your exit ramp that time. Good job. Reading the Bible. It's another way to listen to God, some might say, so I'm just being redundant, but I would say not necessarily. Praying, another way to listen to God? Yes. Redundant? Not necessarily. Going to church. How about seeking godly counsel? All right. There are some ways that you can become wise. Okay. Use it to serve God, which includes, what should we do with wisdom once we have it? Use it to serve God, which includes loving Him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as we love ourselves. We just went over this verse today in Sunday school class for those of you who were in Joe's class. Okay, heart. What does that mean? Letting Him, or letting nothing, come before Him in our lives. Expressing in all things that God is our all in all. So loving God with all of our heart means never letting anything come between us and God. That's the sign of wisdom in somebody's life, is no matter what we do in life, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, nothing ever wedges itself between us and God. We have the wisdom to see when something is becoming bigger than it needs to be in our life. And it's starting to crowd out God, and we say, hey, get thee behind me, Satan. Maybe not that dramatic, but you know what? I need to start doing or start maybe doing this thing less or start seeing this thing as less than it is in my life and start seeing God as more than this thing. Stop letting this thing take God's place in my life. All right, so He is not only the only object of our affection, He is also the one and only object of our worship. So, He is not the only object, only the only object of our affection. He's not the only one we love with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the only one that gives us the ability to love others. He is also the one and only object of our worship. Nothing else is worthy of our worship. Mind, allowing Him to guide our thoughts, decisions, and actions by submitting our will to Him daily. Waking up every day and saying, God, today is yours just as much as yesterday was yours and just as much as tomorrow will be yours. Guide me, lead me, direct me which way I should go, what I should do, who I should see, what decisions I should make, and anoint them, anoint me. Strength. Appreciating the fact that it is not in our own power we can do any of the things that last, but only by His power do we do the things that last. All things that we do by our power will cease, will soon decay and fall by the wayside. Things we do by His power and in His power will last forever and ever. Amen. self. Loving others, knowing they have value in God's eye. Not necessarily value in our eye, but value in His eye. And like us, He sent His Son to save them too. So they have value in God's eye, so they should have value in our eye. I'll go back here for a minute. Loving others as we love ourselves. That means that we should put them before our own needs, because if we're loving them as we love ourselves, it means we're loving them as if we were loving ourselves. Therefore, we put them before us, because they take the place of ourself. That makes sense? If we're loving them as we love ourselves, then they take ourselves' place. Self-denying love, not self-serving love. Okay. So what should we do? We should ask God to help us continue to grow in it, in our wisdom. And if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Amen? And that's all she wrote. Wisdom is a process of growth. Growth in God, growth in Christ, and death to self. So, as we continue to grow, our self continues to fade away, and He continues to come to the forefront. And we become more wise in doing so.